Hello, and welcome to Are You Gonna Eat Your Fat? This podcast is a resource dedicated to those struggling with eating disorders. If you are struggling with an eating disorder or know someone who is, maybe a brother, sister, daughter, wife, we want to be here to provide resources and offer hope. I am Dina Lewis, and I'm here with my husband, co-host, Brian Lewis. We are not doctors, but we do come with more than 20 years history in dealing with eating disorders. Whether you found us on purpose or by mistake, whatever the case, we hope by the end of this episode you have learned something, or at least, if you are struggling, you do not feel alone. Hi, and welcome to Are You Gonna Eat Your Fat? My name is Dina. On this episode, we're gonna talk a little bit about forgiveness. I've kind of toyed with, as I've been speaking and sharing about my eating disorder, I kind of look back and like, oh, wow, you know, have I forgiven myself for what I put my family through, what I put myself through? At times, yes. And at other times, I think I'm still pretty hard on myself. I have realized, and I do realize, that I can't change the past. The past is the past. I can't change anything about it. But what I can do is focus on the present and the future and just keep doing what I'm doing. I think what makes me the saddest is obviously the family and my husband hurting them the most. But when I think about it, I think about my mom. My mom had cancer earlier in my life, and then we thought everything was going great. And then, of course, my brother died, and then I got my eating disorder. And shortly after I got into recovery, my mom, her cancer came back. And it came back like a lion. It was just like, it was just wanted to take over. And it was just so unfortunate because we thought, you know, almost 10 years had passed, but now she had bone cancer. And I had promised myself, because I was at that point, I was out of treatment. And I promised myself that I would be there for her and be there for her so that she didn't have to worry about me and my recovery or my eating disorder, that all my focus could go 100% towards her. I mean, obviously, I'd take care of myself too, but I could be present in her life. I could be present in that time of her life and help take care of her. It was very important to me. I promised her that. I promised her that before she died, that I would continue to stay in recovery for her. And, you know, I'm so glad that I could do that. That's one of the really best things I can say of getting back my life, was being able to be there for my mom at the end of hers. But anyway, we all make mistakes in our lives. I mean, who hasn't? I still do. I mean, nobody's perfect. We're all human. There are situations where things don't go the way we thought they would go. And then I'll speak for myself. When that happened, I would take it out on myself rather than share it and communicate it with others. And that was my downfall, really. You know, a lot of times, myself included, we blame ourselves for, you know, either not getting enough done for the day, not working hard enough, not getting better grades, being a better parent, maybe not being as present as we always want to be, maybe not making the right decisions every single time. But, you know, I think we can all relate to that, and we're not alone there. Nobody's perfect. There's no manual that says how to be the perfect parent. But it's still hard at times in my life to let go of the guilt and the shame and the anger I have towards my eating disorder. You know, it was a long part of my life. I really struggled there for a period of time. And what it did is it took away something from me. It took away a chunk of period of time in the life of my youth that I could have been, you know, maybe having kids and enjoying my life and my youth. And it really robbed me of that. It is challenging to give myself grace and compassion a lot of the times. Not just when it comes to like eating disorder stuff, but just in general, I'm much nicer to other people than I am sometimes to myself. I have a lot of self-hatred. I pick at myself. I find all the defects and I can point them out. I need to work on that. Just the other day, I had said to Brian, because I've not talked so much since we started this podcast, I don't think I've shared so much about my recovery as I have in the last few months. And I was thinking about it, and I told him kind of jokingly, I was like, I was really kind of a pain in the butt during those years. And he quickly responded with, yeah, you were. And I was like, oh, okay. But he quickly jumped in and said, you also have to remember, Dina, that you were in a disease and you were very, very sick. So looking at forgiveness, I think forgiveness and acceptance go hand in hand. You know, forgiveness is something that doesn't happen immediately. Just like recovery doesn't happen immediately. It took me a long time to get to the point where I was in my eating disorder. And then it was going to take me quite a while to get back to a good headspace and a safe weight. You may have lived with your pain, your guilt, your resentment, your anger for many years. Allow yourself the time you need to forgive yourself. There's a very important part of AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, because I worked the 12 steps when I was in treatment. And steps 8 and 9 are making a list and making amends. So step 8 is made a list of all the persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Okay, and then step 9 is making amends. Make direct amends to such people or wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. And it's a really important step, but it is also a very difficult step because it doesn't mean just because you make amends doesn't mean somebody else is going to accept it. Luckily for me, my family accepted my amends. And I always thought, oh, you're saying sorry, but you're not really saying you're sorry. You're accepting that you are a part of the problem and that you realize the things that you had done and you take responsibility for that. And when you finally can do that 100% and say that I did and said things that I shouldn't have done, then I think it gives you a freedom that you can work on forgiving yourself. Because it's like holding on to like a package of cement or a backpack full, you know, and you're carrying around this burden that you've done for all these years. And you finally get to share with the people that you love and the people you care about the most that I recognize what I did. I'm asking for your amends. And it's a big, big, it's an emotional part. And I do remember doing it. I had all my family over one night at our little tiny apartment. And I made amends to all my family members, friends, whoever was there at the time. And it's a huge thing. They do usually ask that you do it in person. But, you know, there's times there's still people out there that I know that I need to make amends to that are either people that we had as neighbors in our apartment that moved on and we didn't stay as friends or whatever for some reason or another, and we've gone on with their lives, and I'm hoping I've never seen them again. But if I did come across them, I would totally make amends. I owe myself probably the biggest apology because I'm thinking I'm doing all these things all the time in my eating disorder where I was a very sick individual and my mind and my brain weren't working effectively. I was starving myself and I was doing things that I don't think intentionally I would have ever done as a healthy individual. And sometimes all I can think about is all the people I've harmed rather than how I harm myself. And it's very hard to reflect back and say, it was a disease or did I do these things on purpose? And I still kind of have a battle there because I feel so bad about what I'm doing or what I did. I'm sure I'm not the only one that has dealt with feelings of self-hatred. I encourage you to take that self-hatred and get rid of it and remember that your eating disorder is not your fault. You're not a bad person for having an eating disorder. Think of it as, for example, like, you know, if somebody had diabetes, would you say they're a bad person? No, they wouldn't be. It's a disease, and so is an eating disorder is a disease. It's unfortunate that the world doesn't see it that way, but it's true. You're not your disease. You're a person of strength and value. It's also, I think, really important to see how far you've come. And sometimes it's kind of like when you're doing renovations on your house and you take a picture before and after. And it's weird to think back and go, wow, if you look behind you, maybe you're just starting on your journey. So there's not a lot looking back, but you're taking the steps. And that's the most important thing. You're starting a whole new life. You're taking the baby steps to a new life, to a healthier life, to a better life. But if maybe you've been in recovery for a while, maybe it's important to look back and go, look where I came from. Or ask one of your family, look how far I've come. Sometimes we forgot to pat ourselves on the back and say, I have done a great job. It may not look like it, but I have. It's a journey. And like I said before, it's not linear. It's up and down and curves around this way or that way. And everybody's journey is different. And it's really easy in this world to have to be like follow a certain model of what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go to high school and you're supposed to graduate from college in 4 years. And well, that wasn't my life at all. I went to high school. I went to college. I got in a bad accident. And it took me, instead of 4 years, it took me almost between 8 and 10 years to finish college because of that accident, because of all the stopping and the different things I had to do in order to get to be okay. And so it's okay to know that your road is different from somebody else's road and to accept that somebody else can do it this way and I can only do it that way, my relationship with food is going to be totally different from somebody else's relationship with food. And that's not wrong. And that's not bad. And it's not better or worse or whatever. It's just what it is. And I saw this kind of quote and I thought it was really great. It says, accept what is, let go of what was, and have faith in what will be. And to me, that just reminds me of what they used to say in OA and AA, and they say, let go and let God. That can be really tough, especially to somebody like me that's a perfectionist that wants to have all the control. It's hard to like just put it out there and say, okay, God, lead me in the way you want me to go. That's not an easy thing to do, but you have to reach that and just say, you know, I'm powerless. My life is unmanageable, like in step one of AA, and I can't do this anymore. Anyway, I just want to say that I think you're all important. And I'm sorry if some of you out there are feeling self-hatred in your heart on yourself, because I understand that. But just know that you're loved and that Brian and I care about each and every one of you that are struggling out there, whether you're a caregiver or you're the one that's suffering from an eating disorder, and that we'll always be here ready to walk this path with you. Thanks so much for being with us each week. Thank you for the downloads. Please share this with others so we can get it out there, get the word out there to help other people. That's the only way we can do it. We're not advertising, so it's just word of mouth at this point. So I'd really, really appreciate it if we get some more followers following us. Thank you for all that you do. And I pray for each one of you each day. And I'm so grateful that we've done as well with the podcast as we have, and we've been able to reach out to as many people as we have. So I'm going to close it with a serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Keep coming back. It works if you work it, so work it. You are worth it. Bye, guys. Have a great week. Thank you for joining us. If you found this podcast useful, or we have given you hope, and you want to reach out and contribute, feel free to do so at eatthatfat@gmail.com. That's eatthatfat@gmail.com. Our pledge to you is that every penny that we get in contributions goes to production costs and keeping the lights on. We will not pay ourselves, but anything above and beyond production costs will go to benefit organizations that specialize in eating disorders. Please reach out to us if you need resources or you just need to talk. You are not alone, and there are people who care. Keep coming back. It works if you work it, so work it. You are worth it.